Well, I've never seen that, but that's big in the hill. It got to be a mountain.
Yeah.
You see, but I don't believe we got that. Got
you
that
here?
Huh?
Trent.
Yeah, Trent in the back there.
Yeah.
They had something. I don't know what you call it. At Livonia, a hill. About biggest, big round is this front of this yard. Just a hill. And I was asking them old people, what was that? He said, that's them Indians had that there at the time they was in here. But after they got run out, but the hill is still there. If they ain't tore it up, it's still there.
Yeah.
It's a hill about 20 foot high, I guess.
Just a little rise in the land.
Right,
Roger.
That's right. It ain't nothing but a house on that.
Yeah.
Thought you cut it down low. And I'm looking at that. That's all we call it a hill, but we don't have that show.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cross all
yeah.
Never.
Now, when you open the door, you hold on to the what? To the door?
Hold on to that door now.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of a kind of rising land called that, a knob?
No.
Yeah. You know, Mr. Henry, have you ever seen a place where water will come and fall a long distance?
Water?
Yeah, it'll just come.
You mean from the hill?
Yeah.
I seen that when I was going up north.
Okay.
Water falling out of, I say hill, but I say a mountain, that thing is too high.
Yeah, it was a
just steady falling. And they tell me that water just as cool and sound as a dollar. But I never drank it because I was on the train going.
Yeah.
And why else I seen that thing again?
You know, a place where the mountain will come and drop off real sharp is called a...
Oh, let me see.
A cliff. Yeah.
How you call that?
You ever seen a cliff?
Oh, yes, indeed, sure. I'm just thinking. I seen that over in Tampa Hall Parish. You got some Turtle Hill there. Right? Now, I was going to Jackson. I went through Scotland, and I made a right turn going to Jackson, yeah. And I got to a place, that road was just down like that. Hot dog, and I'm going to say, ooh, said you're going to watch that hill. So I'm scared. I said, don't be scared. I've got a good break. And I had emergency break too. I went down that hill. When I got down that hill, they had a ditch, you know, something like a canal with a bridge crossing. I crossed it, went on up. But I didn't went as high over this way as I was this way. Now what that is, I don't know. And they had a kind of a ravine on the side, a bottom, with water running in there all the time. I said, if a man getting the rig there, that's it. Oh, Lord. That's over in that West Feliciano.
Yeah.
East Feliciano. They got some type of mountain there in the hill. Sure. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Mr. Henry, what were most of the roads like around here? Can you tell me?
Well, the road I traveled, nothing but dirt road. Some was bad, some was good. Now, you take Palange land. People couldn't hardly travel in Palange land at a certain time of the year. When it goes raining, now a man hit that old, got to get a team to get him out there, automobile. This Fort River Road, the same thing. From New Road, well, I used to go from New Road back to Mix, that road, big hole in there. I tell you what happened one day. I was going with my sister and two other girls coming out of New Road, they was to confirm. I brought them.
To confirm?
Mm-hmm, in that front church there, St. Mary. Well, I had a mule in that buggy. I said, well, it's just cold, too. I said, I'm going back home. I'll be back about 3 o'clock. And they had a hole right where that graveyard had toward that hospital down there, you know, called that plantation. I was going to New Road then. And the high sheriff, he was going with a double team toward Lakeland. I was in that water. And doggone the luck, that old mule didn't want to go no more. Damn, Mr. Buchel,